everyone. Mike Wobschall, voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen with a Between the Lines postgame report brought to you by Gatorade. Yet again, a somber one for the Minnesota Vikings as they lose at home to the Detroit Lions 22-16 in overtime. Tough to know where to begin, but this one maybe hurts the most of the Vikings' three straight losses because it's at home, and it's after it looked like they were going to win the game, scoring a very late touchdown with less than 30 seconds to go.
Yeah, and it's also at the end of a week where you've added some injuries to an ever-growing list of injuries into the game. No Kendricks, no Boone. During the game, no Captain Munnerlyn, no Marcus Sherrills. They get knocked out. Norv Turner resigns middle of the week, so you have what some could think is a legitimate distraction into this game. Then we play the game. You get a Greenway interception. You're down at the 19-yard line. An offensive lineman blocks somebody in the back. Bradford gets sacked, and now you're out of field goal range. You punt. You get down inside the five in the second half. You go for it fourth and very short from the four. You get stopped. You miss a 46-yard field goal. It gets blocked by Haloti Ngata. You miss an extra point. Xavier Rhodes left a lot to be desired in overtime at the end of the game on Golden Tate, and he had a pass interference call. It was a complete disaster in a game that I feel was very important to the way this season's going to play out. Vikings are now 5-3.
The Vikings are 5-3. Look, you have an offense that got a Chad Greenway turnover early in the game and couldn't score from inside the 20. And then the offense did their part at the end of the game, scoring the game-winning touchdown. You have defensive lapses in overtime, and then you have some missed kicks. So not really any time for finger-pointing. A lot of areas of the team need to get better because it doesn't get any easier for the Vikings. They're on the road next week in Washington.
And you know what? I mean, it's even in the Bears game, you know, rookie running back Jordan Howard goes for a ton of all-purpose yards, catching and receiving. I think he had like a 69-yard run. Seriously, who's really going to get mad at the Minnesota Vikings defense for letting down at certain times during that game? And you know what? That's the same situation here in this game today. They lose 22-16. The Vikings defense at one point in the second half did not allow the Detroit Lions a first down for like three quarters of the entire second half. So they gave up like a 27-yard pass right in front of Matt Prater's 58-yard field goal. I mean, the head coach won't like that because it's what led to tying the game. And then the defense permitted Detroit to go on a touchdown drive at the end of the game. Xavier Rhodes made no attempt to tackle Golden Tate by the boundary. I just couldn't believe what I was seeing. So, but again, at the 5-3, it's really difficult for me to get mad at a defense that end of the game has given up 14.9 points per game. There's a lot of stress put on this defense. The offense looked better at times today, and we move on 5-3.
5-3 for your Vikings at Washington next week. Week after, back at home against the Arizona Cardinals. So, got to buckle your chin straps and get going. Halfway through the season, 5-3. That's it here from U.S. Bank Stadium and the Gatorade Between the Lines postgame report. More coverage on Vikings.com, so please stay tuned.